In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, welcome to the season of Advent, which begins today, in case you've just been still kind of in that post-Thanksgiving turkey-induced stupor, which I think we all kind of are a little bit because the schedule all changes for 3 days. But yes, the first Sunday of Advent is upon us on December 1st this year. Nice and even. We're fortunate to have Advent. Consumers have Black Friday, but Christians have Advent. I've often comforted myself with, because this is where Christianity and faithful Christians and people who are liturgically minded, which for Advent is a great deal of Christians, this is what saves Christmas for us. This is what reorients us to what Christmas really means, by having a time of preparation. Advent descends from the Latin word adventus, which means actually coming and arrival. It is two words combined. You can see the venire. For those of you who remember your Latin, venire, to come and add, to come to, quite literally. But it has come to be really better translated as both coming and arrival. And that captures the tension of Advent. We know that our Lord Jesus will be born again. We know our Lord Jesus will be coming again in power and great glory. We know Jesus comes always in our hearts, but we want that arrival to be sooner rather than later, you see. You just remember, perhaps, when you were small, it seemed as if Christmas would never arrive. It was coming, but never got there, and then finally it did. That's the tension in Advent season. There are several themes of Advent. We hear them in the scripture readings over the next few weeks. The physical nativity of Jesus. I mean, we know that Jesus was born. Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, we know that, but as a living person, he was born. We celebrate that. We celebrate the reception of Christ in our hearts, that second coming, and also for Eucharistically oriented Christians, that is the receiving of Christ in bread and wine. And then, as Jesus talked about this morning, the eschatology, eschatological, the coming things, the end of time, the second coming of Jesus in power and great glory to reign on earth. The first Christians, Paul included, believed that that second coming was imminent and in their lifetimes, because the resurrection had so upended history. That was viewed as that first great sign, and the second sign, the second coming, would be within their lifetimes, and Paul talks often about that. And that is all through his first epistle to the Thessalonians, which we hear in Advent season this year. And you can see that in the exuberance. We write with joy, we greet with joy, we look with joy for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will soon be upon us, and over and over and over again he says that. First Thessalonians is the oldest intact book we have in the New Testament, written at about 52 of the Common Era. The words of that epistle have been read for almost 2,000 years in Christian assembly. About that. And yet we still, with joy and hope, wait for the coming of Jesus Christ. The church began observing Adventide about the 5th century, but it wasn't in any kind of particular organized fashion. It depended on the local bishop and the diocese, whether you had one or two or three or even six Sundays. It depended what the particular chants were, fasting or not, Bible study or not. And then it kind of evolved, and by the Council of Trent in the 16th century, it's become more or less set that Advent would be the four Sundays before Christmas, beginning as close to November 30th, the Feast of St. Andrew, as possible. And the color scheme also varied greatly. Purple came to be more or less the accepted color for the vestments, but in some quarters, blue was used because blue is the color of the Virgin Mary, and blue is the color of fidelity. What do we have in our United States flag? Blue in the field of stars, blue for fidelity. So I'm very delighted that St. Michael's has blue vestments. Not a lot of congregations have them. We get to wear them about four times of the year. And maybe when we come up with, you know, they have Christmas in July, maybe we should have an Advent in July so people get out with blue vestments. Just for old times. There are many, many themes for Advent. There are many different kinds of words and ways to look at Advent. And for this, I'm indebted to Sybil Macbeth, an author, who has written a marvelous book, The Season of the Nativity, Confessions and Practices of an Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany Extremist. There you go. And she really gets into this. And here are some of the nouns and verbs that she associates with Advent. Preparation, anticipation, wonder, star, journey, waiting, watching, attention, patience, hope, despair, expectancy, darkness, light, fear, faith, repentance. As she says, these words indicate that something special is about to happen. There is physicality and emotion in these words. Some words are about waking up and being alert. Others are paradoxical pairs. They describe the conflicting experiences that we have in our lives. We recite them, we read them in scripture, and we sing of them during the weeks of Advent. So there are some ways that you can keep Advent in your home, in addition to maybe having your own Advent wreath, or maybe having other kinds of symbols and prayers. But we have provided for you this morning to take some items home. We have on that small altar that we use occasionally right there by the door some items for you. Take home Advent calendars. Take home Advent calendars. Please help yourselves if you have friends or family that would like to take one as well. As you probably remember from when you were a child, you know the doors, you open the doors and there's a picture or an image or a scripture selection. There are also now the modern age online Advent calendars and tons of them. The Episcopal Relief and Development website has them. Catholic Relief Services has a wonderful one. MyAdvent.net allows you to make your own Advent calendar for family and friends with your own photos and your own mementos. Not to be outdone, the Brew Company, I'm not sure where they are. I'm not sure what they must brew. I probably coffee and maybe beer, but at any rate, they have one. Jackie Lawson, who's been around for some time, marvelous, like the rich photos. Her Advent calendars are online. But here's a couple of possibilities for you that if you're thinking of presents for your, I guess it would be maybe for a variety of people, but jewelry and whatnot. The Swarovski crystal people have one for $1,200 this year. Just a little starter Advent calendar, you know, and behind every door is, I guess, a bauble or a bead or a bangle. Or, isn't that a song? Bauble, songs, bangles, anyway. That was before my time. But the corker this year is the Tiffany and Company Advent calendar at $150,000. But I'm sorry to report, I checked this morning, they're out of stock. Then I don't have Tiffany here this morning, you know, the paper ones. Then we have our Advent mic boxes. Now, for those of you who were here last year, remember how much fun we had trying to put these together, right? Tab A and slot B kind of thing. Well, this year I thought I'll send them home with you flat and you can spend the rest of the day trying to put it together. give all the proceeds, all those nickels, dimes, and quarters, and bitcoins that you put in these are going to go off to Crossroads, the Church at Crossroads, Teresa Joaquin's ministry. So please, you just kind of punch it out, and it really is true, tab A, tab C, tab, and they give you little instructions and whatnot. And if you really get stuck, call an engineering friend, and maybe they'll help you out. And then also, Christmas flowers. If you'd like to give memorial flowers for Christmas, there are Christmas flower envelopes on the table. We'll also be tucking these in the stewardship mailing, which is going out this week. So you'll have lots of opportunities if you'd like to donate the Christmas flowers and decorations in memory of a loved one, or in Thanksgiving for some part of your life, or for a person, any of those intentions, please write them on the envelope, and we'll have them in the Christmas bulletin. So many ways to observe Advent. I hope you will observe Advent. It's a wonderful season. It is absolutely tailor-made for us in this busy, consumeristic world. This calls us to the essentials of our faith and what it means to be Christians. And here's Ms. Macbeth's parting comment. During Advent, we hear, prepare the way of the Lord, over and over again. When we proclaim these words, we are not just setting up for the grand party of Jesus' birth on Christmas Day and then sending him on his way to be the Savior of the world. We are preparing to join him and follow him on whatever highway he takes with our hearts and minds and bodies and souls. Advent is our soulful, triumphal entry into the new church year. And may it be soulful and triumphant and filled with grace and hope for all of us as well. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.